School starts next week for hundreds of thousands of children in Lebanon. The beginning of this school year was delayed after the 34-day war this summer that pitted Israeli troops against Hezbollah militants in southern Lebanon. Well, about 1 million people who had fled the fighting in south Lebanon have since returned home to dig out the rubble and rebuild their houses. But one deadly legacy of the war will remain for some time to come. UN experts say Israeli jets dropped up to 1 million cluster bombs on south Lebanon, many just in the last 2 days of the war. And those deadly bombs continue to kill and maim civilians well after the last guns fell silent. As schools prepare to open, authorities are doing their best to clear roads and schools of unexploded bombs, but the task is proving to be enormous. Owen Murray of the Ireland-based Catholic aid agency Trocare recently toured the devastation in south Lebanon.
A lot of the schools and a lot of the public buildings in general are covered in unexploded ordnance. In the last sort of 48 to 72 hours of the war, Israel dropped 70% of the total unexploded ordnance in the form of cluster bombs. And they literally litter the schools. They cover schools and public buildings, which means that many schools won't be able to take the kids back. And already the schools have been delayed. They should have started in September. So the schools have their problems. And then you have many of the private schools where people would have had an income to pay previously to give their children a good education or a better education. Now those people don't have the option to pay fees. And those kids, those teachers and those schools are in a particular set of problems as well.
The director of Lebanon's National Caritas Network, George Khoury, told me Catholic schools, considered some of the best in the country, are facing huge financial difficulties as a result of the war, on top of an already strapped economy that was struggling to recover from the country's previous conflict that ended in 1990.
Financially, the parents and the population cannot handle it because of the economic crisis which was prevailing in the country before and during and after now. So school fees are a problem. Even, stationery books and registration fees are a problem. The Saudi Arabia has come to, cover up the cost of the registration fees in all public schools. But, as far as the Christian community is concerned, we are much more depending on the private Catholic private schools because of the quality of education. The quality of education in the public sector is not of a standard. So for the quality of education, most of the people go to the private schools, and the Catholic school in Lebanon is very prominent.
But you're saying that it's sometimes too expensive or it's beyond...
It's expensive, yes, it's expensive.
Even though I know it doesn't cost that much with respect to Western standards.
Private Catholic schools, it doesn't go any over $1,500 or $2,000 per year. For a minimum salary of $200 per month, you can know what it represents, paying school fees for two children or three children in a family who gets the minimum salary of $200. Dollars per month.
What do you think is the solution for this? How can schools start up again and families be able to meet the needs of the Catholic school community to be able to pay the fees?
We are working together with the General Secretariat of the Catholic schools to find out how to ease the problem, because the private schools, Catholic schools, are suffering for years now of the bad economic situation. They are short of every year in their budget. They are short of 30 or 40% of what it comes to them, So they are no more in a position to take over a situation like this, They have salaries to pay, they have running expenses, and they have many other things to face. And This is really a real problem for us now.
While the financial worries of families are nonetheless important, it is the cluster bombs that pose the most immediate problem to the reopening of schools in the South. UN experts say Israel has not responded to repeated UN requests to hand over detailed information about the cluster bomb strikes, making the task of clearing the bomblets far more difficult. Fired by cannon or dropped from an aircraft, the cluster bombs release hundreds of smaller bomblets in mid-air that are supposed to explode upon impact. However, the failure rate in Lebanon was around 30% to 40%. The bomblets are half the size of a can of soda, and they're lying on people's houses, gardens, rooftops, on the street, and on farmland. Habouda Aoun, coordinator of Lebanon's Landmine Resource Center, told Susie Hodges that children are particularly at risk because they are attracted to unfamiliar objects and the bomblets are often brightly colored.
Every day we are having between 4 and 5 people injured by cluster bombs. These could be children as well as adults. The children are being injured either because they were playing in front of their houses or sometimes inside the house or just because they were sitting under the tree and something from above their head came down and exploded because we have these cluster bombs that have now this ribbon and they are hanging on the trees. And we have the farmers who are trying to make use of their land again and are trying to prepare for the harvest season of olives, of bananas, of oranges, and they are getting injured as well.
Now, is this problem preventing many people from returning to their homes after the war ended?
It is a serious problem, presenting a serious obstacle to the return of people in the houses and in the villages where they used to be. Yes.
Now, are you doing a public information campaign to alert the population to the risks, or are there still some people who are simply not aware and, as you say, coming up against this problem?
Yeah, the first day of the ceasefire, actually, we were ready to be with the people in their returning places, where with a TV campaign, with a radio campaign, with a written media campaign, and we were trying to be at all the entry points, the South, distributing leaflets, showing to the people the kind of danger they might encounter while they are returning. But despite all this effort, we are having every day these injuries because the problem is so huge. So we started community work at the level of the village, at the level of even households, the village, in order to be very close to the people and to alert them to the problem.
Aoun says authorities have had to close some schools because it is simply too dangerous to send children to them.
So children are really finding a difficult time in dealing or understanding the extent of the danger they are facing. Because one of them, when I was talking to him about the danger of the cluster bomb, he told me, look, isn't it like a good that we take for water with us to the school? It's not a cluster bomb. It is just a gift from the sky. We have to collect it and get it with us to the school. And then his friend just interferes to say, listen, but also they are saying that there is no school because we are unable to reach it, because it is damaged or because it needs restoration. Oh, no, it's not a gift. Then they continue as such and not knowing really the extent of the danger.
Is it fair to say that there's perhaps thousands or even tens of thousands of children, of young children, who are basically being confined to their homes and who are not allowed to play outside at the moment because of this problem?
Yes. That is the correct.
And as you say, it must be incredibly frustrating for them, and they must be driving their parents crazy.
Yeah, because cluster bombs are found amazingly even on the trees or in the gardens. These used to be the places where children play, so they are unable to go jump on the trees. They are unable to go in their garden. And their garden was something that is very nice, but that is very safe, that is joyful. So they are unable to associate the danger to a place that used to be a peaceful, joyful place. And this is really a problem.
And how long will it take to clear the area of all this unexploded ordnance?
We have confusing information about this. Some people said that in order to have a normal or almost normal life in the villages again, it would take almost 2 years to start with to get rid of the cluster bomb. But other official information says that now the problem has turned back to be 10 years or more. We all believe that these cluster bombs should be banned, and we are having a national effort call for an international ban on the use of cluster bombs, joining as such effort with the international community and the cluster coalition community committee working on the banning of the use of cluster bombs.
Abuda Aoun is coordinator of Lebanon's Landmine Resource Center.